Footnote number one, in reference to, anyway, as you know, the date, 9/11, became known as the day America lost its innocence. But this is not to be confused with Shays Rebellion, the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory Fire, the Trail of Tears, the executions of Sacco and Vanzetti, the lynching of Leo Frank, the Mormon slaughter at Mountain Meadows, the Civil War, the McCarthy hearings, the death of Emmett Till, the Vietnam War, the assassination of Martin Luther King, the assassination of the two Kennedys, Watergate, Iran-Contragate, the bombing of MOVE, the Union Carbide disaster, Love Canal, the tragic and disheartening discovery of a sex tape featuring Paris Hilton sucking some greasy douchebag's cock, or the several other times when America lost its innocence. Footnote number two, which references the red states being the fattest and most illiterate, and this is a proven fact, you can make of this what you will, but the fact remains, where there are the largest groupings of red state ideals, there is where you will find the largest groupings of morbidly and selfishly obese and poorly educated people in the country. It's also where you will find the most Christians. Now, before you get all upset that a gay Jew nigger communist from an elitist college town is saying all this, please keep in mind, it's the truth. It really and truly is. You can choose to ignore this absolute like so many proven scientific facts, but there it is. Also, since we're talking about it, do you think that the blue parts of the red states are thriving economically, culturally, and progressively because of or in spite of the acceptance and therefore prevalence of homosexuals, multi-ethnic communities, and various other progressive minorities? I know what my educated guess is. Hint, it's the correct one. But what good is it to sit around whining about stuff I have no control over? I'm no self-important blogger. America is number one, not just when it comes to infant mortality rates in the industrialized world. Okay, number two, fine. But also when it comes to top 10 lists. We have more top 10 lists per capita than any other country in history. At any given time in America, there are over 1,000 top 10 lists published for your edification and pleasure.